May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Though God, very God, he lived on earth as a man, filled with the Holy Spirit, as the second Adam, not just to die for us, but to live for us and to show us how we were intended to live as Spirit-filled people. And it says about Jesus, Jesus talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit for us, and he describes the ministry of the Holy Spirit for himself. He says, the Holy Spirit's going to disclose to you everything that's mine, my inheritance. And he says, let me tell you what my inheritance is. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said to you, the Holy Spirit's going to make real to you everything that's mine. And in that verse I read from John 13, before Jesus got up and got on his hands and knees and washed their feet, he said, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. So understand the idea here again is that when it says in John 14 that Jesus said, it's the Father who does the works through me. Reaffirms that in Acts 2:22. That Jesus' inheritance as the Son of Man was by the Holy Spirit. He said he was in the Father and the Father was in him. So by the Holy Spirit, the Father lived in him. And everything that the Father had was his. And that's what he drew on for everything that he did, every word that he spoke, every relationship that he had, every miracle that he performed. It says, again, in John 14:10, it's the Father who did the works through him. Now, later in that same chapter, Jesus says, the works that I've done, you're going to do even greater works because I go to the Father. What happened when Jesus went to the Father, he poured out the Holy Spirit on us. And the Holy Spirit's now come to make real to us, that verse I read to you from John 16, everything that Jesus has. In other words, Jesus' inheritance now becomes our inheritance. And Jesus' inheritance is everything that God has. Colossians 2 says, for the fullness of Jesus, the fullness of God was embodied in Jesus, and you and I have been made full in him. For all the fullness of deity is embodied in him, and we have been made full in him. The fullness of Christ, which is everything that the Father has, is mine because I'm in him. I was pondering again this morning that place in Ephesians chapter 1, the last two verses that describe the church, what the church is supposed to be, what the church is supposed to look like collectively and individually. He says, the church is the fullness of him who fills all and in all. Now here's the deal. I've put all my eggs in that basket. I've committed my entire life and just even recently recommitted what time I have left in this life, whatever it is, that this is what I'm going after personally and what I'm going after for all the people that I have influence over is that I will experience the fullness of Jesus and holiness realized in me and in power released through me and to not settle for anything less. You see, I don't want to lower my standard of what's normal of the life of Christ lived to fit my experience. I want my experience to fit the life that Christ lives. But too often, we'll dummy it down and lower our standard to what Christianity is supposed to look like because we don't want to feel uncomfortable. It's just comfortable to do it that way. But I don't know if Christianity is meant for us to be comfortable. Repentance isn't comfortable. Change isn't comfortable. The cross isn't comfortable. Transformation isn't comfortable. It's glorious, but it's disconcerting sometimes. But if we're going to go after what he offered, you see, I have a promise. The promise is that I have been made full in him. I have a promise that the church is the fullness of him who fills all and he's in all. I have a promise. Colossians 3:11 says, for Christ is all and he's in all. I have a promise. Galatians 2:20 says, "For I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me." I have a promise. Colossians chapter 3, 3 and 4, "For I've died, and my new life is hidden with Christ in God, and that Christ wants to reveal himself through me in glory." I have a promise. Colossians 1:27 says, "Christ in me is the hope of glory." I have a promise. Philippians 1:21, he says, "For me to live is Christ." I have a promise. 2 Corinthians 3:5, it says, "Not that I'm adequate of myself to think anything is coming from myself, but my adequacy is from God." Those are all promises that say one thing. That I'm in Christ, Christ is in me, and the fullness of Christ is my inheritance. Not to be enjoyed one day when I go to heaven, but to be realized and released in my life here on earth. And I've put all my eggs in that basket. To pay whatever price to experience that. The holiness of Christ realized in my life. Not Chuck's standard of what holiness is, but his standard of what holiness is. The power of Christ released through my life. Not my standard of what is okay, who gets healed, and what kind of things get healed, but Jesus said, "The works that I do, you'll do even greater things." You see, I was just telling the Lord again, I said, "Lord, I don't want one more person to die a premature death, and then we have a breakthrough into more normality of your power being released through us. I don't want to wait one more day." Ephesians 1 says this. We read Ephesians 1 yesterday. A couple of times in this chapter, he talks about, in verse 11, "Also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will." Verse 14, "The Holy Spirit's given to us as a down payment of our inheritance." And in verse 18 and 19, he says, "Now pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you would know the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." What's the glorious riches of his inheritance? What was his inheritance? Everything the Father had. Everything. The Holy Spirit making real in him and releasing through him everything that the Father has. That's his inheritance. His inheritance is my inheritance. That's your inheritance. That's your birthright. The fullness of Jesus and holiness and power. That's my inheritance. That's your inheritance. You never will need anything more, and you need ever settle for anything less. In daily living, you were born with that. We're not striving to get an inheritance. Inheritance was yours by birth. You were born again. That was yours by birth. What we're pushing towards is entering into experience of all of it. But if we dummy it down and settle for less, we'll never push towards, push through, break through. Amen? Let's let Christ, he's our inheritance, the fullness of Jesus, be the standard by which we're going after. Because you got it. I got it. It's my inheritance. We need to start living, enjoying, in the riches of our inheritance, which is the very fullness of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.